The news this morning for WSGW listeners, this December 1st, 2020, we have a special message that has gone out to WSGW listeners as much as what we're talking on air. It's a special message that's posted on our online site, too, at WSGW.com that Dave talks about listening and some of the listening that is going to be, I suppose it's new listening, but it's a lot of listening for what you've already enjoyed with WSGW for so many years.
That's right, Charlie. We've now reached the culmination of a project we've been working toward for years. Almost 3 years ago, we began simulcasting the 790 morning show from 5 to 9 on 100.5 FM. 18 months later, we were able to add our 9 to noon to 790 program to the simulcast, featuring the Art Lewis Show for 2 hours, followed by Focus and the Terry Henney Farm Service, and all local news and information on both frequencies. That gave us almost 50% of our hours simulcast, and as of today, we'll finally complete the 24-hour simulcast by adding the noon to 1 a.m. hours. Regardless of where they live, our listeners will be able to choose a frequency on which they can best listen to WSGW programs at 100.5 on FM or 790 on AM. And a true simulcast of all our program will air on 100.5 and 790, plus online and WSGW.com for all your devices. And Alexa and Siri will continue to find us for you as well. We're increasing the amount of local news on 100.5, which will now offer local news updates in the afternoon, adding the current morning to the current morning updates. We are committed to being your source for local news and information in the Great Lakes Bay region. You will now hear the evening roundup on both frequencies at 6 p.m. featuring CBS and Ann Williams with local news, business and farm finals, and at 6:30, the Bill O'Reilly update. And sports fans can still hear Tigers baseball, Red Wings hockey, Michigan football and basketball, Saginaw Spirit hockey, and SVSU football. We'll still be able to use both frequencies to offer sports on one and programming on the other, or perhaps two different sport events at the same time, using the two frequencies while often continuing to air regular programming on our internet streams. And it's fitting, I think, Charlie, that this happens on December 1st. December is the shortest month of the broadcast year when we're on full power because we have to reduce power at night during the hours of darkness. And during the daytime when we're on full power, 790 has just we used to call it the mighty 790, has enormous reach, covers a lot of area. But at nighttime, people know for long, 60 years ago, they learned that FM has better quality signal at night than AM does. And by adding the programming on the FM, it means that people listening during these longer nighttime hours are going to get excellent reception, and it's going to fill in some voids. They're called nulls that we had on the AM signal, like in Frankenmuth and down near Birch Run and Flint and some other areas. You're going to get a good solid signal on the FM. So combining the two together, we think we're maximizing the footprint. And we're not competing with ourselves by having two separate talk stations. We're competing with ourselves. Obviously, we had to go with the top-ranked stations, top-ranked programs when we made these hard choices and selections that we are going to outline now.
Yeah, we've got all this, again, posted at WSW.com. You scroll down the homepage, got a box there. It says special message for listeners. You can read our message and the schedule, which the mornings stay the same from what we do here on the Morning Team Show with Art Lewis and Focus and Terry Henney's Farm Show. Rush Limbaugh, you'll hear at noon. Sean Hannity at 3. Evening Roundup at 6. Markley Van Camp and Robbins at 7. Dave Ramsey at 10. And Coast to Coast, our friend George Norrie overnight from 1 till 5. So again, what we have had on both stations already, it's just a combined effort now in some of the different programs that will now be on the simulcast completely. And that is your Monday through Friday listening that's going on.
And I should point out one thing, too. We will be carrying CBS News. CBS has a lot more affiliates around the country than Fox does, which means they can provide better coverage. They also require less commercials, which means by having 2 minutes less per newscast, we were able to do more local news on the FM for the first time, which we really have wanted to do. And it was not a political ideology. It wasn't, you know, left versus right or middle mainstream versus conservative, etc. The decision was made on what we can do to give you the best coverage.
And we have it posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WSW Radio. And we appreciate some of the listeners who are already taking time to comment this morning.
Also posted something on, posted the message on our Twitter page as well.
All right.
That's at WSGW Radio.
Thank you for doing that.
Of course.
Sometimes I forget about mentioning Twitter. Anyone tweeting back at us yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Just very simple to find us, again, at WSGW Radio.
Yes, and we always like to engage with the audience, as we have been already this morning, back and forth as to the moves we're making and why we're making them, and explaining or thanking people for the positive comments. And if there are some that aren't real happy, I mean, some of us aren't real happy. I mean, some of these other shows that have to go away that we had a good, close personal involvement in with some of the people and the talent involved in helping them and make their shows grow. However, their shows have not grown to become number one or number two in the country, such as Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity.
We'll have more of a continuing conversation on this, by the way, at 9 o'clock. Our Lewis will be on the air with that, including with our market manager, Mark Thomas, joining Art to talk more about what's happening on this date. And we invite you to listen for that. And again, head to WSW.com, find the special message to listeners box. You can read it personally there, make comments on Facebook. You can send the emails, too. We'll engage as we can and appreciate your taking time to listen and to make your comments.